DW.
As far as the United States has officially recognized, those were the only prisoners or hostages in North Korea. So I think that it's not unusual for him to say something like that. But I also know that he is aware of the possibility that David Snedden is in North Korea. And that comes from a couple different angles. One of them is that, first of all, last year, Senator Mike Lee of Utah wrote a letter directly to President Trump. And, you know, a letter from a senator is going to get to its destination. It's going to be read a lot more quickly than a letter from a first grader in Florida. And so, so we know that he is aware of this. And even the State Department has a position on David Snedden. We also know that the House of Representatives last year passed a resolution to get the State Department to use more of its resources to discover more information on the possibility that David Snedden is in North Korea, and that the Senate has been sitting on this resolution, not yet able to pass it, but is still working on getting this thing passed. So again, when something is going through Congress, it doesn't go without the president's, at least somewhat a little bit of their attention.
This was back in 2004, right?
When David disappeared.
When David disappeared. He was hiking in the Yunnan province. How many people have disappeared, literally disappeared where their bodies weren't found since then? Do you know the numbers
on that?
That's
a terrific question. So there
has that ever happened? Or do people just disappear?
There are two answers. It's he is the first American since the Nixon years that has disappeared without a trace. And I don't know if it ever happened in the Nixon days, but from what I've read, no one since that time has disappeared in China without a trace. No American, that is. And then the second part of that question is, what about disappearances into the river? And so there's a river that runs along the gorge. No one has ever disappeared in that river along the gorge and not had their body recovered. It's never happened. David would be the first American to disappear since Nixon and the first person ever to disappear in that river without his body being recovered.
Do you think he fell into that river?
No.
Impossible.
I think it's actually impossible. And the reason why is because that is actually the official Chinese stance. And it's important to understand that China has actually concluded against evidence to the contrary that David fell into that river, and that the State Department has accepted China's conclusion. That's a big deal. The evidence to the contrary is very strong. So when the Sneddens went to China to try to find David, there were three of the Sneddens, David's two of his older brothers, James and Michael Snedden, and David's father,
and his dad.
Roy.
Yeah.
They all three of them went to Tiger Leaping Gorge. They hiked the entirety of the gorge, and along the way, they tracked people who had seen David. At the very end of the gorge, they also found a woman who was working at a Korean restaurant. She was herself Korean, a Korean restaurant called the Yak Bar. And David, you know, a very distinct fellow. He's an American, Caucasian, speaks Chinese, speaks fluent Korean, talked to this woman on three separate occasions while staying in Shangri-La. Shangri-La is after the gorge. Okay, so in other words, we have a very distinct person, a woman who was excitedly convinced that, yes, she had in fact talked with David, a Caucasian with braces, speaking Korean. There can't be tons of...
Yeah, that's going to stick out. That's going to stick out in Yunnan province, probably.
And I think that right there is like this, it's the smoking gun evidence. That's too much to be able to then come to the conclusion, well, maybe he died in the gorge, you know, the gorge anyhow. No, he made it safely to the other side. That, you know, we know that, you know, and his plan was to take a bus from there back to his hotel where he had left his backpack. So there's no reason to believe, and no one ever saw him go back into the gorge. It would have taken him too long to go through the gorge to get his stuff and catch his next plane. So it makes no sense. It boggles the mind that the United States allowed the Chinese to get away with that explanation.
Why would they do that? I mean, this is speculation at this point, but I mean, what's going on? What is going on?
It's a terrific question. I don't know. And that's the question that I wish that more reporters would ask the U.S. State Department. That question, I've never heard any reporter ask the U.S. State Department that question.
Has there been an official response from the government where David Snedden is?
Yes. No. So the official response by the State Department was, we're going to go with what Chinese authorities have been saying. And so, again, it raises the question, why would you go along with what the Chinese authorities have been saying when what they've been saying is plainly false? And to my mind, no one has ever asked the State Department that question. And this is why the House of Representatives and the United States Senate are trying to pass a resolution to encourage the State Department to come back to this issue, to reopen the case and to say, the answer you have given us is not good enough. So it's not like it's just me saying this. This is the, you know, U.S. Congress saying, your answer, State Department, is not good enough.
It's 2018 now, George.
Yes.
It's been 14 years now. I mean, that's proof enough how much this, David, means to you. Can you just give us a sense of, I mean, if he were found, I mean, what would you say to him? I mean, how happy would you be if you found your friend after all this time?
Unquestionably, I would be thrilled. It would be a massive mixture of emotions. On the one hand, I would be thrilled because I want David free. You know, and I want him alive too. And there's always
what would it mean to you? What would you feel if you saw his face alive?
I would also feel that the other side of the mixture of emotions would be a sense of wanting reassurance from David that there was nothing that I could have done different. Because I've wondered. I was the last of all of his friends to see him. I did not really think to, you know, question his willingness to go travel off alone. I myself went off and traveled alone in China once he and I split ways. And there, you know, I have felt, and, you know, I don't want to be dramatic about this. The story's not about me. It's about David. But I have felt a lot of survivor's guilt through the years, you know, because initially I thought maybe he was dead. Then I thought, well, okay, that doesn't make sense. Is, you know, according to his parents, maybe he's being kept in a Chinese prison somewhere, but why in the world would they do that? Never made sense. And then once the South Korean Japanese and South Korean organizations turned up intelligence that tended to indicate that David was in North Korea and all the evidence seems to make sense. I've still had this feeling of like, you know, could I have done something different? I ask myself that question pretty regularly and less now, more, you know, I'm a little bit more mature and I understand there's no way, you know, I was 26 then, that is a 26-year-old who really knew very little about the world, more than most, I would say, because I traveled so much, but still very little. How was I to know that, yes, you know, North Korean agents were going to kidnap my friend? You know, I look back on that and I kind of ease up on myself, but I still want that assurance from David, you know, like, and I want him to know that I care.
DW.